Well, we are back to the podcast. My name is Sid Elinick, and you are listening to the Stones and Bones podcast. Well, welcome back, and I hope you guys are going to enjoy this podcast, and I hope you guys have been following along, especially in the past podcasts. It's been a little while since we released the past ones. It's kind of been a choppy past few months for myself at Stones Bones Podcast, as well as us at Fallen Hour Radio, but we are getting back to it. We're actually trying to restructure things, and I believe that I want to restructure especially this podcast at Stones and Bones and give you guys a little bit more of a little more elements, especially getting into visual elements and audio elements for you guys listening out there in your car. If you guys are out there at work and things of that nature, it's going to be something cool to go forward with. And I know that I won't have all that put together for this podcast, but in the next coming podcast, especially getting into this next couple months, we'll have some cool things rolling out for you guys, especially talking with Crystal, one of the owners of Stones and Bones in Billings, Montana. We were talking about a really cool idea to start putting together, especially posters, and posters that have to do with hard facts, especially getting into the podcast, you guys listening out there and willing to listen to the podcast and learn about facts about these certain stones and not just metaphysical facts. Because when you get into this world, it is totally, totally crowded by metaphysical properties and things of that nature, which isn't a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to be into metaphysical things, but especially researching Auralite 23, it was a very, very hard thing to do because I had to research this for hours. I spent about two days researching this, hours and hours sitting on my computer trying to find real facts about the stone. Being a new mineral, especially about 20 years old to the crystalline gem world and on the market, it has limited facts, but when you first search Google, but when you start digging into it, there is tons of facts about Auralite 23 and especially a lot of the elements that are tagged along with it. And it's especially a really interesting stone because this is what it is now called. And if we're getting into the metaphysical, healing properties and things of that nature. In the metaphysical world, Auralite 23 is said to be the world's most powerful crystal. Auralite 23 is referred to in the metaphysical world as a new stone of new consciousness because of its vast healing properties. And the vast healing properties come from all of the elements that are included in Auralite 23, and I'll get to that in a few moments. So for our listeners out there who aren't able to visualize this piece that I'm holding in my hands at this moment, Auralite is, colorations are as follows. So Auralites consist of translucent purple, gray, clear, orange, and red. Auralite with large crystals, pieces come with red tips, or red caps, as they're referred to. The red caps come from iron that are found inside of Auralite. And it's believed Auralite is around 1.2 to 2 billion years old. Now, this is making this one of the oldest crystals on the market. And being about 2 billion years old, and I mean, it's especially the way this was grown and just its past, it's a really cool thing to get into. So we're going to get into that in just a second. So, you guys, I am reading off notes, and I have actually just got these notes. I've been trying to do away with notes, especially in my podcast with Fallen Hour. But with editing and researching and posting things of that nature, it just gets really, really tough to keep all of my facts in line. I was telling Crystal, especially in the shop, that I have all these facts. I read about all these stones on a daily basis, but when somebody asks me about something, a lot of times I forget for a second, and then I have to go talk to the customer again and tell them what I just remembered about the stone. And then I start remembering all the stuff I researched about the stone. But there is only one place in the world where Auralite 23 is found, and that is one crystal gem mine located in Ontario, Canada, in the Barrow I'm hopefully I'm saying this right. The Baru Forest north of Thunder Bay, called the Cave of Wonders. And I believe that this is actually the general area that is called the Cave of Wonders, probably deemed after they found Oralite 23 inside of Canada. And it's kind of a really cool thing because you don't see especially rare stones from around the world that are found in a specific area. I mean, especially, well, actually you do, especially with things like Montana agate being sought after around the world, especially in the people who are making jewelry around the world, people who are into that business are searching out Montana agate and things of that nature. So Oralite 23 is also one of those stones where you can't find it anywhere else in the world because of the way and the place it was grown in. Now, Oralite 23 have been scientifically documented to be the world's oldest crystal gemstone. They believe the crystals to be more than 1.5 billion years of age. The crystals would have started development while the first signs of life appeared on Earth. Now, this is making Oralite be almost as old as Earth itself. I mean, especially some of the things I was reading about with Oralite 23, they were aging this. This was the oldest stone I could find. I mean, I looked up other minerals in the field of the way amethyst was grown and things of that nature. It just becomes one of those stones that is truly ancient. The number 23 comes from the 17 of 23 minerals that are typically included in the cluster of crystals. And I had to elaborate on this a little bit. I've been starting to have my wife actually read this back to me and see how it sounds, especially with my notes. And this means that there are 23 minerals that are usually included in Oralite. So no matter which stone you get, you'll get an inclusion of at least 17 of the 23 minerals that are always included in Oralite 23. So there might be some subtracted, some that are added that will do away with the other ones that were in this stone and things of that nature. It's just like a unique find, especially when you're getting getting Oralite. Now I'm going to be naming off some of the minerals that are actually found in Oralite 23, and these are the minerals that are typically included inside of Oralite 23. And then I'm going to be getting into some of the metaphysical properties and things of that nature. So we'll start off right at the top, and titanite is included, cacoxenite, lepidocrosite, adjuite, hematite, magnetite, pyrite, geothite, pyrolusite, gold, silver, platinum, nickel, copper, iron, limonite, chalcolite, cobalite, chalcopyrite, geolite, epidote, barnite, rutile, and of course, amethyst. You gotta excuse my stuttering because it's just the way I write. Amethyst being the base mineral. And this particular piece has a funny story. Crystal actually wasn't too sure what this was until just a few days later after purchasing. When these people brought this stone inside of the shop, this thing was caked. I mean, especially with dust, and it was just a really, really hard stone to identify at that moment. And she rubs off a piece, and then she gives them a price for it. And then the guy tells her that this stone has been floating around his house as a doorstop, and not knowing exactly what this was. And it's just been in this family for a really long time. And it turns out that this was actually Oralite 23. And being one of the prized stones of the metaphysical world, being one of the prized stones, especially in the gem world. And it's just a really, 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 really interesting piece. Now, most minerals are identified within Oralite through a microscope. One of the ways to tell if you are dealing with Oralite is with a microscope. So, I mean, especially with Super 7. I mean, when you look at Super 7 and Amethyst being one of the highest grade of amethyst, Super 7 has the seven minerals also included in that. And we actually covered this in a podcast I believe it was last season. We covered Super 7. And they look similar. I mean, unless you were to look at this with a microscope or a truly trained eye, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And the cool thing about this is the bottom. And when I saw this, it wasn't as clean as it is now. But it just, all of the little matrices in there are really, really cool. And I believe that they, when I was researching the way they age aurolite and how that the aurolite grows, it's just in chevrons, I believe it's called. Anyways, just the way it grows is truly fascinating. It takes millions and millions of years to grow. And it's just a truly fascinating stone. And this is actually one of the ones I was more excited about to have because I sat it on my coffee table and I was researching. And just looking at this thing, it's just a really fascinating piece. Now, it has been a theory that Aurolite 23 was created by meteoric impacts more than 1.5 billion years ago. The meteoric impacts would have brought rare metallic ores to the surface of Earth. The metallic ores would have dissolved and been incorporated into amethyst growing structures, creating what is now called and what is now known as Aurolite 23. And that is, in and of itself, is a truly fascinating way to grow, a way to grow Aurolite 23, because it wouldn't become Aurolite 23. It would have been around the area where amethyst was growing and then included into its growing structures, especially more than a billion years ago. Truly a fascinating and ancient stone. And this is one that is sought after, and there is so many people out there doing blogs about frauds and things of that nature because this stone is prized inside of the gem and mineral world. Now, the crystals in Aurolite 23 are structured layers of phantom chevrons composed of three base quartz species, amethyst, citrine, and a rare form of metamictic green quartz. Red caps are typically seen in large crystals of Aurolite 23, and I was looking at a lot of these crystal points as well, and you can see the growing structures of Aurolite 23, and especially with the amethyst structures. It's just a really, really cool thing. I'll hopefully, if I could find a picture of those, I mean, especially researching the stone, there is a vast amount of knowledge on the stone, but you have to really dig for it. And you go to these shopping sites and they list some of the, I've been through so many web pages and it was like, they always repeat the ones you saw just before them. And then you just got to really dig for your knowledge on Aurolite 23. Now the hardness level of Aurolite 23 is typically a 7 and making it a pretty good stone. Aurolite 23 grows in chevrons or spurts, essentially layers, each layer being millions of years of growth. The mineral was discovered and put on the market within the last 20 years, making it one of the newest known elements to the crystal and gem world, but also one of the oldest on Earth. Also, something I came across was emerald aurolite. And if I have a picture of that, this is actually a relatively new find as well. They actually found emerald aurolite about 5 years ago. And I believe it was just the color they were attributing to emerald. There's actually another mineral that was included with the amethyst that was giving it this emerald-like color or emerald-like structure. The healing properties by minerals included. Now, I do have just a few healing properties, especially with Aurolite 23. And I didn't get a chance to write down every single one of them, but I'm going to be going just through a few of these. And all of these put together, I mean, especially we haven't seen something like this, especially with Ascent Super 7 on the podcast. I believe the Golden Healer was one of the top ones, especially to look for with metaphysical properties. And this one is one of those ones that is truly a prized possession in the metaphysical world. Now, healing properties by minerals included titanite, and titanite is a major a minor gemstone, green in color. Titanite is a rare titanium mineral, chemical classification calcium titanium silicate, said to enhance concentration and mental abilities, brings good fortune, increases knowledge. Cacoxenite, iron aluminum phosphate mineral. The name comes from a Greek word meaning bad or evil. And this is actually what I wanted to do, especially going forward to the podcast, to start covering all of these different minerals and these gems and get their healing properties, where they come from, how they're grown, mines around the world, and their process of actually mining these would be really cool thing to get into as well. The healing properties of cacoxenite include spiritual cleansing, regeneration, alliance with the divine, and for you guys that are out there who are into chakras and things of that nature, this is the sixth and seventh chakras. Labradorite, also an iron oxide mineral. Healing properties, emotional healing, love, and empathy give inspiration, and is it associated with the fourth chakra. Agawite is associated and is said to aid in love, healing, emotional support, goddess, and angelic communications, 4, 5, 6, 7 chakras. Hematite is also included inside Orlite 27, or 23, sorry. It is associated with grounding, manifestation, harmonizes mind, body, spirit, and it is associated with the first chakras. Magnetite, alignment, grounding, balance, polarity, awaken potentials, all chakras that magnetite is associated with. Pyrite, healer's gold, harmonizes astral, subtle and casual bodies, aligned them with the physical balances, male and female aspects, activates weak chakras, and enhances subtle flow of energies. Gothite opens a cosmic anchor, attaching you safely between the core of the earth and galactic center. Resonates to number 44, the number of metamorphosis, facilitates clairvoyance, purifies the emotional body, releasing hooks and past life issues. Interesting. Now, this one's a strange word. Pyrolusite, used for transformation and transformation of one's physical, emotional, and intellectual bodies, brings energy for reconstructing one's life, heal areas of disturbance, used to heal and balance the aura by repelling negative energy. Now, the gold is also said to symbolize the spiritual aspect of all that is. It is symbolic of spiritual and development of complete understanding, allow one to attain the maintain communion with the source of all being, promise one to allow beauty to come forth, balances energy fields, and eliminates ego conflicts. Interesting. Now, that is just a few of the healing properties that are included inside of Orlite 23. And if I find more of those, I'll put those down in the description of this video or of this podcast. And I hope you guys join along with my next podcast. I'm actually planning on getting into the Nebra Sky Disc yet again and give you guys a continuation of our last podcast of the Nebra Sky Disc. Now, I did cover some of the elements that went into finding the Nebra Sky Disc. I didn't get into too much of the structure of Nebra Sky Disc and what some of the things mean or symbolized on the disc itself. That'll be an interesting podcast. So if you guys are out there listening on the podcasting platforms, whether you're being on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, make sure you search us on Facebook at Stones Bones Billings, on YouTube Stones Bones Billings, and Instagram Stones Bones Billings. And if you're out there watching on Facebook or YouTube, make sure you search us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, wherever you may be, whatever podcasting platform you have downloaded on your phone, make sure you search Stones Bones Podcast, and Whatever podcasting platform you may have, we will be most likely on it. My name is Sid Alenik, and you're listening to the Stones Bones Podcast.